This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. An ambitious program underway at Texas Christian University is recording the voices and stories of those who lived through the civil rights struggle in Texas. Max Crockmall is a professor of history at TCU, and he's here to talk about the project called Civil Rights in Black and Brown. Max Crockmall, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
First off, why record these stories?
Well, when you look to history generally, most of the sources that we get are produced by elites, by white elite men. And those are the sources that are created, that are preserved, that are archived, that are handed down. And so what that means is that when we try to reconstruct the past, we have a very narrow source base. And so the purpose of oral history generally is to democratize the record by going out and creating new sources from folks who are marginalized and whose histories otherwise would go unrecorded. And so Civil Rights in Black and Brown does that with a particular focus on the long African-American and Mexican-American liberation struggles in Texas.
Now, when most people think of the fight for civil rights, they see it as one thing, as a singular struggle. But your project outlines that there were actually two distinct movements for civil rights in Texas.
Yeah, two distinct movements and probably more. And then they intersect with one another periodically. And I think what we're finding is that varies in every place, and it depends on the population. But yes, there's clearly two separate and robust organizing traditions, and they have to do with more than just what we commonly think of as civil rights and narrowly defined. They tend to have much more expansive agendas, and we're defining them broadly in order to try to capture that. So we're not just talking to people in, say, the NAACP or the LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, but rather women's organizations, LGBT groups, labor unions, community organizations, neighborhood preservation groups, everybody who's working, broadly speaking, to advance the interests of African Americans and Mexican Americans in the period we're studying.
So your project interviewed a wide array of people, including Robert Medrano. His family is politically involved in Dallas, and he was on the Dallas School Board years ago. Here he is talking about the spread of an organization called the Brown Berets.
So they start going New Mexico, Arizona, they hit Texas, and then they went down to the Valley. And then the Cesar Chavez movement was going on at the same time. It's like simultaneously activism in the campuses, and in the streets.
Before I listened to your project, I had no idea who or what the Brown Berets were.
Sure. The Brown Berets got their start in Los Angeles. And my understanding is that Francisco F. Pancho Medrano, who is Robert's dad, brought the idea back to Dallas from work he was doing in L.A. He was an organizer for the United Auto Workers in their citizenship department and was out in L.A. assisting the Chicano movement there, saw the Brown Beret as a group of the youth in that city that were helping to advance the struggle, and he brought the idea back to Dallas and shared it with his kids. And then simultaneously, other people kind of did the same thing. They saw the example from a distance, and they formed their own Brown Beret chapters really all over the state and the Southwest.
What's next for the project?
Well, so we've done the bulk of our field work. Believe it or not, we feel like we still have places we haven't been to, places we've missed, and so we'll try to chip away at that some. And we also, of course, will continue to add information to the website. We're adding it as quickly as we can. We still have several hundred interviews to get up there. And we're also archiving the full interviews on the portal to Texas History at UNT for anyone who wants the whole raw material. And we're taking the show on the road. We've been doing different conference presentations, and I think our hope is that once the website's a little further along, we'll be able to go and present in some of the local communities that we've conducted interviews in. And of course, we're also burning copies of the interviews on DVDs and sending them to all the people we interviewed and staying in touch with them. So I'm about to send out a round of Christmas cards.
Max Crockmall is a professor of history at Texas Christian University. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.